I think that would be cool.
Welcome to Globe and Crown Radio, season number 3, episode number 6.
The Bro Dogs!
Bro Dogs!
Bro Dog stands for...
Brothers really only doing awesome, godly stuff.
The Bro Dogs!
Thunder and lightning.
Thunder and lightning.
Joey's thunder, I'm lightning.
That makes sense to me. We're here just to talk about stuff we like, as the Bro Dogs.
We're bringing in some things that we're into, things that we're excited about, things that we think that you might be interested in as well. Maybe you're not interested in it, but you're interested in hearing us talk about what we're interested in.
Nathan.
Yes.
The reason I bring up Bro Dogs is because there is a very little known comic series drawn by me, an awful art called Bro Dogs.
It is indeed.
And it's a pictures of you and me on epic fantasy adventures.
Indeed.
I am not what you would call competent as a visual artist.
That's a fair assessment.
But what I lack in any kind of skill, I make up for in enthusiasm.
And heart.
And I think that really comes through.
It absolutely comes through.
The childlike drawings of us riding epic beasts and killing demons with guitars that shoot out Holy Spirit.
Yes, indeed.
And so I have started using the social media website called Reddit.
Oh.
Have you heard of this site?
I have.
Reddit. And there's a Learn to Draw forum, and the people have been real nice, and they're like, here's...
I think it's called a subreddit, by the way. You got to be... You got to have the right stuff on it if you're going to be a Reddit user.
Like I said, there's a thing, and they teach you how to draw, and it's free. And I've been sticking with it. It's just a program, and you do a little bit every day. The first day, you just draw something upside down, because it teaches you how to look at stuff like just lines.
So is this like a drawing that already exists, or you're copying like a photograph or just anything that you can see upside down?
It's something they give you, a Picasso thing, and just like, just sketch this out. I sent that to you. It's awful.
It is.
Mine is awful. I didn't line up the hands on both sides of the drawing, and it looks like the surreal disaster, but it was on accident.
It wasn't as bad as I expected it to be for it to be your first drawing, though.
It was not good.
It was not good.
But I had fun doing it. And then the second day, I drew a horse.
Yes. And it was actually not bad.
Yeah, and I just hand drew that. I wasn't tracing or anything.
Yeah, but you had to make like what is it?
You
had
make
like
a grid.
Yeah.
And then I started doing still life, so I drew a banana last night.
Yeah.
Watching TV.
How did that turn out?
I watched Snow White or the Huntsman and Jessica Chastain, they battled Charlize.
Oh, okay.
I watched that and I did some banana draws.
Yeah.
And it was not great, but it wasn't awful.
Yeah, so it's moving,
so I'm continuing
moving on up.
Yeah, so the first thing I've really been enjoying is drawing, because I've always wanted to depict stuff like visually, because I just have so many dumb cartoon ideas that I love,
right?
But I can't physically make them yet, but that's what I want to be able to do. So that's one of the things I've been working on.
So you said this is something that you've wanted to do for a while now, but like, what specifically took you to the Reddit? How did you come across this thing that would help you learn how to draw?
Well, one is time, because I'm not working like 65 to 80 hours a week anymore. But the second thing is I did one of these. So on the website, we hyped Wrangler Danny's podcast, where she teaches you how to do stuff in communications.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's really into the Enneagram thing, where you like pick
Enneagrams
one of your...
are very cool.
Do you know about all this
I
stuff?
I know about Enneagrams, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know anything about it till like 3 days ago. I did that, and it said one of the things for my personality type is to... kind of have a routine and stick with it, so you have measurable things where you don't feel like you're just floundering in life.
Okay, yeah.
So I've just been investing a little bit of time a day, stretching, which is weirdly one of the things I wanted to get good at, stretching and yoga.
There you go.
A little bit of time a day drawing.
Sounds good.
A little bit of time a day in scripture.
Also,
and just all of these little things add up to a life I like, so that's why I've been drawing.
Oh, very cool, man. Not only is it like, what are we into, but how did we get into it, and how is it that we're persistent in something that we're not necessarily always... the best at when we start out. I think that's encouragement maybe to some other folks.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I wanted to make sure that was in there. Because why not just tell people about what we're into, but also show them how they could get into something that they're into as well. You know, what's
good
the
point.
Process?
Yeah, just do a little bit every day.
Yeah, there you go. I have just got into something that I used to be into a little bit, and now I'm back into a lot, which is the Round Rock Public Library. And I think it is super cool.
The library.
The library.
Free books and videos.
Which is funny because I've been watching Parks and Rec a whole lot lately, and the library is not a place you want to go to in Pawnee, Indiana. Library. Yeah.
Tammy 2, get out of here.
Yeah, it's not a good place. I remember that recently the city of Round Rock had changed their policy towards those who were in MUD districts or municipal utility districts, where they would be able to get a library card free of charge again.
Yeah, so you get a free card now.
So I can get a free card. They remembered the fact that I had been a previous library card holder when I did my little deal.
It's like Cheers. Everybody knows your name at the library.
They did know my name. And they looked it up and they were able to put me back in the process where I would be able to check out as many of the, you know, the official holders where they can have like 15 or 30 items out at the same time. So I was real pumped about that.
Big time.
But I went to go look for what I was looking for, which is going to be one of the other things that I'm into.
Oh, right.
It was the Wheel of Time series by Robert Jordan, which is something I've been interested in a while, but I haven't been able to get myself into because it's 14 huge tomes of
books.
And you didn't
want to buy 14 books.
I didn't want to buy 14 books because it was going to be expensive even at
half
price.
Where are you
going
to put them, Nate?
I don't have anywhere to put them.
There's nowhere to put them.
So I was like, I'm going to use the library because then I don't have to put them anywhere. I just have to put them in my head by reading them, and then I can take them back. But I go there, I get real excited, I got my library card, got it all renewed, had to pay him $1 to get my card all refreshed because I lost my previous card, so I had to get a new card. But it looks nicer. The old one was kind of like it was very 90s looking. This one is very 2000s. It's very sleek, very...
2000 and great?
Yeah, it's
3000
very nice.
And great.
So I get in there, I go look for my book series that I was looking for. It was not there. Well, it was, so books like... 3 through 14 were there, but 1 and 2 were gone, as is always the case.
That's the gamble at the library.
That's what you run into. So I pop onto the library website, which I didn't know existed, but I was like, I'm going to Google. I'm going to do a Google and see what happens here. And sure enough, you could see, okay, these two are checked out. I put first one and second one on hold, but then they showed me something even better.
What?
That you need to look at if you've got a public library in your area.
What?
They've got a system called Overdrive. You can download a little app
Overdrive.
To your phone. Yeah, Overdrive. Yeah, serious. And you can download an app directly to your phone or send the thing to your Kindle. And you can actually like borrow ebooks for like 2 weeks at a time and then renew them as time goes by. So I ended up finding the first book on there, borrowing it from the e-library, and was able to read it right on my phone. And I just finished it the other day, and it was really cool. I was like, this is awesome. Like, I've never... imagine that the library could be right here on my phone.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what the library is supposed to do is just make information available to the
right.
public. One thing our library in Round Rock does that I really love is they have that. They have DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
They have books on tape. They have, just like there's the ebook app, there's an audiobook app as well. So audiobooks are really expensive. And you can get like bestsellers and new stuff pretty much immediately because I think a lot of people that go to the library don't necessarily listen to audiobooks on their phone,
absolutely,
on their smartphone. So I can always get stuff, no problem.
If you're in the Round Rock area, 100% check out the Round Rock Library because it's real cool. They've got a really great graphic novel selection as well. I mean, like, incredibly good. Everything that I read that I got from, like, when I was actually buying comics on a regular basis,
right.
they keep the hardcover, like, nice stuff.
Yeah, I've been doing the same thing, man. I've been going to the library because one of our kids has an event next to the library a couple times a week. And so it's easy just to pop in and out. I got 6 graphic novels, and it cost me like $125 to get all those in the store, and I just got them for free.
Yeah, check them out, bring them back.
And then I don't have to worry about, you know, we did our minimalism podcast and stuff like that. I don't have to worry about what to do with it. It can just move on to the next person that wants to read it.
Christy will never make me have to get rid of these again. I'll just be able to enjoy them, take them right back. Cost me nothing. What else are you into here, Joey?
Weirdly... one of the things that I found at the library, because I didn't have to pay for it, I took a chance on it, was a Conan comic. Conan the Barbarian, maybe you've heard of him.
Yeah, like Arnold?
Arnold played the guy.
That this is
this
actually,
guy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so Conan was actually created by a guy in small town Texas.
Okay.
From Cross Plains, Texas. It was Robert Howard. The reason I got the book, because I don't really know anything about fantasy besides Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Just the big two. But the guy who wrote the book, the new Conan run, was Kurt Busiek.
Okay, yeah.
Who wrote
yeah.
two of my all-time favorite comics, which is Astro City #1.
Which is amazing.
And then Secret Identity, which is a Superman book we've talked about on here before.
Which is my favorite comic at all.
So I just really like his writing style, and the art looked cool. Most comics, they ink in the drawings, and this one, they just pencil it and then paint over it.
Oh, very cool.
It's really
yeah.
cool looking. And I was like, well, I trust Kurt Busiek. I usually don't... not into the stuff with the shirtless guys in loincloths, but I gave it a go and I liked it. And so I started reading about Robert Howard. I had no idea he was from Texas, or and he was from like 20 minutes from Abilene, where I lived for 5 years. So that was really cool. And then that made me kind of like, you're jumping into this Wheel of Time series. I wanted to learn more about fantasy. So I've been in that world because I'm more of a sci-fi guy. I don't really know anything about fantasy, but I do love sci-fi. And I thought it was just kind of like a wardrobe change.
Right.
But it's really kind of different. Fantasy has a different feel. I thought it was just trading like spaceships or horses and castles and stuff, but it's really kind of different. So
I agree.
I'm looking forward to learning more about this subgenre.
Yeah, Wheel of Time has been interesting. I mean, for being as big and vast of a series as it is, the first book I feel takes a little while. It has a video game syndrome, I feel like, because it started in, I think, the 90s. And almost anything that came after the big stuff, like the Lord of the Rings and stuff that was quite a while back, it almost feels like everything happens a little too easily. Like they need like a guy who's good at picking locks, so they just happen to find a character who's good at picking locks.
Right.
But the series was actually pretty interesting, and something else that I've been able to pick up on, because my second book in the Wheel of Time was not on the app and is not yet available at the library, is I've started reading The Expanse series.
Oh, I want to read those.
They're all available on the Libby app. Huh. And so I started reading Leviathan Wakes just to kill time in between it. And it's actually pretty cool. So if I started watching the series, I couldn't get into it as much on the show. But now I'm actually reading, you know, the sci-fi thing just to kind of kill some time in the meantime. And it's good.
Can you give us like a elevator speech version of why you like fantasy? If I were to guess, it has to do with, based on what we talked about and what you like in scripture and the stories you like, it seems like you really like the idea of adventures and people being able to step up and do what they were called to do or made to do.
Yeah, that's absolutely at least a portion of it. I think this is the same thing comes into a lot of the video games that I like, or even just playing, you know, RPGs and stuff like that, is you generally have, with fantasy in particular, you have somebody who came from very humble beginnings that's able to do something, you know, extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they have cool, awesome powers. Sometimes they just train really hard and build themselves to the point that they're able to fight for something that they truly believe in. But ultimately you have this, like, you know, very simple good versus evil, but you have a character that comes from almost nothing and ultimately at the end triumphs over this evil that they were going up against. And I think that's what I like.
Yeah. Well, I'll be joining you in the Globe and Crown Radio off season. Because typically what we do is we go through December and then take a break and then come back with the new season. So in the next few months, I really hope to get into this fantasy.
Well, you should.
Genre.
It's a lot of fun. So there's a lot of cool swords. There's usually swords that have names. There's a bunch of stuff that you don't exactly understand how to pronounce it. And so you're always grateful if they have a glossary at the end, which Wheel of Time did. And I didn't realize that until I had finished the book. Then I went back and I was like, all of the things that I thought that I was saying correctly in my head, I was not. Because it had a pronunciation guide.
Hmm.
I'm like, that should have been at the beginning, I could have understood it a little bit better.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore. The world building part's another thing. That's what I like about sci-fi, and I assume I'll like about fantasy as well.
Yeah, fantasy does that quite a bit. Yeah, a lot of the times it's a lot narrower in scope. You're in just like a continent or something, or like a land versus a galaxy. But yeah, kind of the same idea. Anything else that's popped up here lately, or is that kind of the gamut of what you're into lately?
I have not played a lot of card games in my life except poker, 52 card pickup, and Go Fish.
Yeah.
But I just started playing spades lately with some friends.
Yeah.
I really like it.
It's a real fun game.
Four homies hanging out with some cards, and then you just get to know each other. It's a little bit more like a sport in that you kind of have to know your partner and anticipate what they're going to do.
Absolutely.
Which I like. It's a good hangout game.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I feel like, especially as video games, and there's a whole bunch of other things that you could potentially do with your time as a group of people that are, you know, younger and like have all these different distractions or whatever. It's a simple game, spades. And like you said, you have to know your partner pretty well. Otherwise, you're not going to do nearly as well, I don't think. But you all have a whole bunch of like different house rules that you've developed, because I feel like when we used to play spades on a super regular basis, there was a lot of things that we had in place where if certain things happened, this happened, or like you had to do this.
Oh, I don't even know, man. Yeah, because I'm so new to it, I don't know how different if I played with someone
else. I'm curious
to
see if that's what's going to happen, because like I know that we had, like, there was all these different sandbagging rules and like other things, and it's been so long since I played competitively in our small group that we played. that I don't remember all the rules that we had, but it got really intense. It's cool. It's a good, it's a fun game to get back into. Yeah. Well, and you can play it with a dollar store pack of cards.
Two things you hit on that I really like about it is it's not that complicated, but you can get a lot better at it.
Right.
But that leaves you space just to kind of hang out and talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
you don't have to focus like so hard. I like that. And there's something else you said I like, but I can't remember it. But I'm sure it was great.
It's cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap.
That's it.
You don't have to buy like 10,000 expansion packs.
No, or... it's just 52 cards. And you can pick them up at the end too. Yeah. And then you get to play two games.
Double game!
Anything else you want to bring up?
No, I think that's pretty much it right now. Oh, no, I was going to pop in real quick. So I've gotten back into a couple of different house projects here lately. I've talked about them on the past. I think we've actually done a podcast where I was doing a project.
Yeah, you were building something for your church, like Fall Fest or something.
So, yeah, I've been able to pop into a few of those things again. And it's cool to actually have the time and to have had the inclination to clear out the garage to actually start doing them again.
Right.
And so I actually took some, I never know what kind of windows are called. They're like dormer or transom or something. They were windows that were rectangle windows cut into a wall that are not openable. They stay where they are.
Right.
And they're purely there to let light in and be kind of decorative. They had just been cut in. There was sheetrock around them that had been textured and painted. Not really a whole lot else done to it. And I never felt like they were finished.
Yeah.
So I actually went to Lowe's this past weekend and bought some trim and some paint and some, you know, different little accoutrements for my project.
Ooh,
and shot them all in there with, you know, I bust out my miter saw and a couple of other little tools that I had. My nail gun, which is super fun to use at all times. And Chip was actually pretty cool. Chip, our new rescue dog that we just got. He was cool with the nail gun in the house, which I was pretty impressed by. He's been on the streets, and he was not worried about the loud sounds right there in his new area. Trimmed out the windows and got them all back and done, and built a little standing dog dish thing for Shelby since she's getting older and she can't bend over as well.
Yeah, so now she doesn't have to. She just walks up,
and there's the food. It's at her level.
So you stained it and everything.
Shot it together. The more nail gun stuff. Man. So that was a lot of fun.
It sounds like you were just looking for an excuse to use a nail gun.
Pretty much, yeah. So if you ever get an opportunity to use a nail gun or own a nail gun, highly recommend it. So
I like the way that the nails come in the. Like, I don't know if
it's like a strip
wax,
yeah,
or plastic, but yeah.
Yeah, and you just... Yeah, it's awesome. It's really satisfying.
Nail guns!
Yeah, indeed. And that's it.
Housekeeping.
Yes.
Guys, it seems like the way most of y'all want to interact is in the podcast feed and also on Facebook. So I think those are the two ways we're going to be most active. So keep an eye on Facebook. I tend to push out a lot of stuff that I just think is interesting. Like I did some Buddy Holly stuff because it was his birthday last week.
And he's from Lubbock, where I went to school.
Yeah, another Texas guy, just like our man just Conan like the Barbarian.
There who he knew? Is.
So I'll put up stuff like that. There could be a survey coming up for between our seasons where we just ask y'all, what do y'all think about the podcast? What do you want to hear? Stuff like that. So keep an eye on our Facebook, which is Globe and Crown TX.
Absolutely. We'd definitely love to hear from you. Assuming that survey is available.
Yeah.
Or even if it's not available, I guess you can just post whatever it is that you want to tell us right there on the Facebook page anyway.
That's the best way to reach us, though, is on Facebook, Globe and Crown TX.
We're always able to see that.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right.
From all of us here at Easy Star Studios, cheers.
Cheers. I just want to keep using this dumb Vince McMahon.
Yes! Globe and Crown!
Oh, man. You should do it. You should have...
Look at the size of those muscles on Nathan Killian! The Wolfen!